Conditions for Organization and Policy of Loma Linda Medical College, January 1910. Standards. Its policy shall be to maintain such standards as will at least comply with the requirements of the Council on Medical Education of the American Medical Association and those of the Association of American Medical Colleges. Corps of Teachers. The number of teachers must be adequate to teach the required subjects. The teachers must have opportunity to make such preparation for the teaching as will enable them to do good work, which will include special study and instruction as needed. The teachers, with the exception of president and dean, who are appointed by the board, are to be appointed by the faculty, with the approval of the executive committee. It will require at least 6 men giving practically all their time to do the teaching in medical subjects of the first one half of the course. The clinical teachers will have to include a larger number. Management. The board of directors, of course, will have general supervision and the control of the policy of the school. But in order to facilitate the harmonious and prompt work of the school, there must be some man or group of men always on the ground with full power to act in every detail. To my mind, there should be delegated to an executive committee of 3 members, one of whom shall be the president of the faculty, and at least a majority of whom must be physicians, full power to act in all matters within the province of the general policies as laid down by the board. This executive committee shall have power to authorize the expenditures of all monies. Financial support. The board shall provide up to a maximum of $75,000 to be expended within 3 years from June 1910 for permanent equipment, including school buildings and hospital buildings. This, of course, to include the amount already invested in equipment used exclusively for medical college purposes. The board shall hold itself ready to provide a maximum of $10,000 each year, in addition to the income of the school itself, for the purpose of defraying current expenses, in addition to the amount expended in permanent equipment. Library. There shall be provided, preferably by private endowment, enough money to provide and maintain an adequate medical library, to be controlled and directed by the faculty. This endowment should be sufficient to furnish $1,000 for the initial stock of books, and $1,000 per year for accessions and expenses in caring for the library. In my opinion, individuals can be found who will be willing to provide such an endowment. Scholarships for students. There should be provided at least 5 scholarships of about $200 per year each, to assist suitable students in meeting their tuition and other expenses. This, I believe, should be secured by permanent endowment from interested individuals. Tuition should be at least $100 per year, and its payment should be required. Admission requirements. These should be such as to comply with the requirements of the California State Board of Medical Examiners, with the Board of Regents of New York, and with the requirements of the medical officials of Great Britain. Definite arrangements must be made whereby the recognition of the above-mentioned bodies shall be secured for the credits given for preparatory literary work. Cooperation of the General Conference and the Union Conferences. I believe the school should be launched with the understanding that the full cooperation of the conferences is to be had. Particularly must it be understood that all of the preparatory schools and colleges of the denomination are in full sympathy with the work of the medical college, and will cooperate with it by guiding the young men and women who are naturally adapted to the medical work, and who have sufficient mental capacity to do medical work successfully, into the medical college. In planning for the school, the conference people in California have suggested that shortly there would probably be organized a 2nd medical college in the East. It looks to me like an unwise thing to foster such an idea at this time, and that the Loma Linda School should have the full cooperation of the General Conference, and that no other such project ought to be undertaken till this one has succeeded, and the demand for medical education becomes so great that it is unable to supply that demand. The additional expense necessitated by traveling from any portion of the United States by students would be unimportant when compared to the great expense entailed in the organization of an adequate medical college. Policy with reference to relation of teachers to medical college. I shall, so long as I feel as I do now, advocate a policy which will give the teachers as great liberty as is compatible with the greatest degree of efficiency in their teaching work, and will not preclude their undertaking any kind of work outside of their teaching work, which may be remunerative to them. One reason for this idea is that it will be impossible, it seems to me, to carry on an adequate medical college work in an economical manner, except by encouraging many of the clinical teachers in maintaining private practices, which will return to them a livelihood.